From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts. Tonight, you just left for work and had a non-specific feeling that something was happening to your place and it wasn't good. Dan?
Exactly, Tammy. It could be smoke damage, theft, or just too much caffeine, but you can't stop thinking about it.
But with renter's insurance through GEICO, your stuff is covered, so you don't have to worry.
And that's great, because the weekend is coming up and it's chock full of social obligations that are ready to fill that void.
Oh boy, will they, Dan? It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
John Richardson Show.
With John Richardson.
I am proud of you.
You are doing really
well. You did a great job today, mate.
They're all so proud of you.
Aww. Lindsay, anything to add?
I feel like I've been overly mean to you, but so what?
It sounded like it was going to be an apology, didn't it? And then it wasn't.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. Let the people hear.
Sorry.
Is that.
That's the song, yeah.
Les Miserables.
Can you hear the people sing?
How
singing the
mean
songs
Lindsay and is to a little man who's doing his best.
That one.
Yeah. There we go. And that gives you a sense of what's probably coming up, to be honest. If you enjoyed that, we did about 3 hours of it, and here are the best bits. If you didn't enjoy that, loads of other podcasts, isn't there? just, you know, don't waste your time. We used to get texts from people in my first decade in the music industry.
Oh, stop it, please. Who do you think you are, a millionaire?
I mean, we have basically done the show there in the intro, so... If you want to find out what any of that means, enjoy today's podcast. Thank you for listening. If it makes you want to join in with us, it's John at absoluteradio.co.uk.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
Good morning. Happy Saturday. It's John Richardson here on Absolute Radio with Lindsay Santoro.
Hello, that's me.
I always leave a little gap in case Will and Charlie choose to whoop of their own accord. And as yet, it's never happened.
It's not going to happen.
Charlie's not only decided not to whoop for you, she's filled her mouth with chocolate pastry at exactly the point she could have whooped.
Exactly.
She's made whooping physically impossible. She says, not only am I going to not whoop for you, but even if I wanted to, I've made it impossible.
What I'm enjoying is that she's still continuing to put food in her mouth as you're saying this.
Yeah.
Just carry on.
How are you, Lindsay?
Me, I'm okay. I'm not too bad. I've had a bit of a cold, but I shall survive and pull myself through.
The reason? There are many reasons I like you. Do you want to know one of the main reasons I like you? It's because you. I think we're from a similar enough background that when you say I'm okay, what you mean is I'm not okay.
No, I'm not. I'm
that
really
all comes
not
across.
Okay.
Because some people say, "Yeah, I'm all right," but some people, when you say you're okay, they go, "Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah." Do you know?
I'm plodding along, and that's all I can ask for at the moment.
Yeah.
We just take each minute by minute.
I mean, that's broadcast, right? I've been doing that for years. It's amazing how many minutes go by. I'm always waiting for the minute that's the last minute, and so far. I mean, I think it might be today, though.
Yep, it's open.
There we go. That's what you want. That's what you want from your co-host of a morning. Here's hoping this is the end for you. Now, this is not the cleanest show on the radio, but it certainly is the tidiest. So we always start by recapping what happened last week. This is where our production team pick what they think is the best moment of last week's show.
Are you watching the footy this afternoon?
Angela, out of nowhere.
Why did she do that?
I don't know, because usually I know when she's joking. I think that was serious chat. I think she genuinely meant, am I watching the footy this afternoon?
I don't think she did.
And she said it like, you watching the footy this afternoon?
Did she say it like that?
Yeah.
That's not what it sounded like.
Let's have another go on that.
You watching the footy this afternoon?
You watching the footy this afternoon? You have a few beers, is it?
We watching the footy this
you
afternoon.
You dying down there, or was it too naughty? You still on a ban? That's the vibe I got from it. You're still on a stadium ban, ain't you? Got
no,
a bit naughty
a bit
last
before.
Week.
Got a bit naughty.
Wigan away.
I can't do the voice. Was the naughty boy.
That is going to be the last one, but not for the reasons I thought. We also asked for stories about... I'm going to come to you on all of these things, actually, because I think you'll have an opinion on them.
Right.
But I'm going to save that opinion for when I need it.
okay, thank you.
I asked for stories about the oldest clothes you still own because it got a bit hot in the studio and took my top off and revealed that I was wearing a T-shirt that I'd owned since the year 2000. And there were texts that came in as a result. Angela liked one so much she read it out, even though I'd read it out less than 20 minutes earlier.
How about this then? Gemma from Manchester. So when she first moved in with her partner, he had a T-shirt full of holes that he'd had for over 10 years. Unfortunately, he got eaten by the washing machine. Sad times, as did his pillow of approximately 20 years. We've already mentioned that one, haven't
we? Yeah, I wonder when that was clicking. What I'm doing here is setting a bar for you, Lindsay, that is very low.
I like how you could feel there was a recognition where you went, I've already read this one, and I'm going to let her keep reading the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, there was a bit of eye contact between me and Will, wasn't there? Really early doors, and then we just let her get... It was more waiting for the point she was going to realise she'd read it, and I didn't realise it would be the last word of the text. It just shows how much I'm listened to on this show. It was right at the end. And she only realised at the point she joined in the last time I'd read it. When I got to pillow, she went, oh, that's when I said something the last time I was trying to drown you out. Anyway, we had lots of stories of old clothes throughout the show, and Peter got in touch in the week with another.
Hi, John. This is Peter from Northern Ireland. Just wanted to say I enjoyed your texting last week about old clothes that you still have and still wear. And I just wanted to share this in that my daughter, who is in her 20s, still wears my old jumpers from 40 years ago. And the annoying thing is that she gets comments all the time about, oh, that's a lovely jumper. Where did you buy that? As if it's still fashionable. I have to say, it grates me that I never was fashionable and probably never will be. Love the show.
Oh, Pete, that was sad, that one. That made me sad. Because
I was
Peter,
never fashionable.
But he was so unfashionable that he's now fashionable.
Oh no!
Because I was sort of so on the line that my clothes are sort of bland and mundane. They're never coming back. But Peter was obviously so of a time that his daughter now says, "Oh, that's cool."
Know what's on the jumper?
Yeah, I do a bit. Shall I tell you what's coming up on today's show so you get the impression that there's some structure in life?
Yes, please.
I think people like structure and they like the idea of a plan.
I do.
Do you?
No.
No, you don't though, do you?
No, I just want to waft from thing to thing and see what happens. And
Do you, I'm trying to think of how to word this so it doesn't sound rude. Do you enjoy chaos or do you live in chaos but secretly resent it?
Does
that make sense?
I create chaos.
That's what was the implication, was that you look like someone whose life is quite chaotic.
I don't mean to create chaos. I create chaos and then it's almost like a team of carers. Everyone around me goes, this isn't right.
Right.
So everyone else does everything for me.
But what usually you can pick up with someone who's like, you know, when people are like, they bring chaos, but it annoys them, and they're like, oh, where's my pet? Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, this is typical me. You're not really like that. You sort of, you're like, oh, you almost step back and just think, look at all this I've done. I've done this. I'm why he's shouting and she's crying.
What can I do? I'm going to lose a pen. I'm going to fall over. Yeah. I'm going to say the wrong thing. I'm going to forget an attachment on an email. It's not a problem for me. It's a problem for you, as that song does.
Do you find that the AI is helping you? Because we hear a lot about the negatives of AI. I'm someone who gets told I haven't put an attachment on an email. What's funny about that, young people? Will and Charlie think it's funny that I said that.
It just sounds really
very
old.
Very funny. And
does it sound old?
Really
we hear a lot about
the AI.
Well, what do you think about the AI?
AI? Have we done the AI yet?
Oh, I think I'm transitioning into
it. Oh, it tells me if I have an attached email.
Okay, right. I think it's time we had a little chat off air. I think I'm transitioning into more of a sort of chat-based radio where... Look, that's a good point, actually. Text me in what you think about AI. What I meant was, I get told by AI that I haven't put an attachment on an email and I had no intention of putting it... Whatever the AI is. And I know now it can make it look like a chihuahua is doing the Macarena and I'm all for that. But whatever it is that says, oh, you might have forgotten to pop an attachment on that email, I've never forgotten to pop an attachment on an email. So that is not working. Wherever they're putting the funds...
Why are you so upset about it?
I don't know.
Just let it go. Just ignore it. It's only a suggestion. I've got visions of you like throwing your laptop against the wall.
But I sometimes read back the email and I think, where have you got the impression that I meant? And I know I'm making a big deal of a small thing here. But sometimes I read it back and I think, what is wrong? The computers can't take over. If you've read that email and thought, oh, you mean to attach something, sometimes I'm just emailing like, yeah, that'll be good, see you Tuesday. And then it'll pop up, oh, I think you've forgotten to put an attachment. Well, you think I meant to attach Tuesday to the email so I can just arrive in it?
I'm just going to let you sit with that for a bit.
You've done this. This is all I asked is a question about whether you like chaos. And now look at the state I'm in. I was calm at the start of this link.
I don't do it. I just emanate. Right. You know me and my words. Is that
the minute I said AI and the young people looked at me, Will and Charlie looked at me as if to say, oh, it's another... Is this a thing now in your generation? Are there memes of people like me talking about AI?
You're not helping the argument that you sound really old. Are there memes?
Am I a GIF? All right, I've calmed down now.
You haven't.
I'm projecting calm. Is that better? I'm pretending to be calm. This is not going to help me, though, because the young people, what you did when I was complaining about AI is you put into AI, what did you put? What do you think of John Richardson? Be sassy. Mm. That's a generational shift. What does AI think of me?
Well, John is what happens when mild irritation gains sentience and gets its own panel show booking. He has the energy of a man who alphabetizes his spice rack and then complains the paprika looks emotionally inconsistent. God, this is long. Where shall we go to? Let's have a look. Something, existential crisis.
That's my next door title.
He looks like a complaint email.
It's all fine stuff, isn't it?
It's nice at the end. His timing is tight. The misery is accurated. I've not got my glasses on. This isn't helping. So, yes, he's fussy. Yes, he radiates. I need to lie down because someone moved my mug. But it works. He's basically Britain's patron saint. Signs of low-level rage.
Wow. That's good. Mm. Is that what sassy means, then?
I don't think that's sassy. I think that's nice.
Right, well, keep that stuff coming in, because that's made me feel good about myself. But I'll be honest, it's not when I'm at my best. We're also going to do I Love You But shortly in the next 20 minutes, where we don't do shout-outs, we only do one. But you've got to have something sassy. Is that the correct usage, young? Yeah. I'm just going to call you young now. I'm going to look over there at Will and Charlie and just say young. Is that all right, young?
Yeah, no worries, old.
Don't look at me for support. I'm not getting involved.
That was awful. That was like seeing a great white shark coming up the right-hand side of the boat and then looking to the left and just seeing storm clouds. Like, oh, no, I'm on my own. Jane this week's going to give a shout-out to her brother who's meddling with her parenting techniques. Literal Police back as well. A big name from a big TV show as well as another darts-related offence from a podcast. We'll have news that wasn't in the news that could, would or should have been in the news. And we're going to bring back the return. I don't know if I've told Lindsay this, but we are going to bring back Lindsay songwriter Sam Torwell. Because Absolute Radio is where real music matters, but very few shows are generating their own musical content. So Lindsay Santoro is, of course, the home of real music. Every time she's been here, she's made up a song at some point. It might have happened before, I need to ask her to do it. But if there's anything you'd like Lindsay to make... choked on myself there. If there's anything you'd like Lindsay to make a song about, text now 81215. We've had a text here. We've had one that says, I heard a popular trend is getting AI, asking AI how it would take over the world. Why would you even do that? Don't give it ideas if it hasn't thought of it. It gives them bad answers. Well, of course it does. You can't trust the AI. Although it is nice about me, so maybe the takeover will be good to me. And then we've had a text that I think just epitomises the way that me and the listener interact. Last week, you mentioned something about a game or a box. I can't remember, as I never pay much attention to your show. However, this did remind me of your favourite game, which I had to revisit on YouTube. Would you like to tell people about the carrot? I'm sure it would spread a bit of joy to them. Obviously, not you, but please don't swear at the carrot live on air. LOL. Which means laugh out loud.
Yeah.
Jolly Gardener in Nottingham. I'm not going to tell people about the carrot because it's not what I want to be remembered for. I've made documentaries, man. I've travelled. I meet people. I educate, inform, entertain. I don't want to be remembered for not knowing that there was a carrot in a shoebox that had some glitter on it. Okay, I'm above. I transcend that.
Oh, I don't know if you do. My My mum likes you being a bad teacher, if that helps.
Good. Mm. All right. In life or on Waterloo Road?
No, on the telly.
So who's that guy who's constantly preaching but he's wrong about everything? good description of my work. That's nice of her. Tell her thank you for listening. Does she want to come on? It sounds like she'd be nice to me. Anyway, that text comes from Jolly Gardner in Nottingham. Got me thinking, because you revealed this morning that Will isn't saved as Will in your phone.
No, he's Will Radio Man.
Radio Man. Was it not Radio Boy? Has he upgraded?
Oh, no, maybe it is Radio Boy. I can't remember, but whenever he rings me, I go, hello, Radio Man, slash boy.
I like the idea that Jolly Gardner is not... I mean, obviously, he considers himself or herself the Jolly Gardner, but I like to think that other people, that's the thing. Oh, that's, do we get Jolly Gardner around? So I'd like to know who you've got saved in your phone, not under a name. If you want to explain it, that's fine. I'm quite happy if you just send in random people in your phone. I had a quick look through. I will tell you some of mine shortly, but I was very distressed. At some point, I've saved the RSPCA's number in my phone. I'm not quite sure at what point I needed to contact the RSPCA so often that I had them on speed dial. But anyway, people that are saved in your phone, not under a name, 81215 on text, 0330123 1215 on WhatsApp, or you can email john@absoluteradio.co.uk, and Radio Boy will get to that in the next 7 days. You're listening to John Richardson and Lindsay Santoro on Absolute Radio. And when I do that voice, that means I'm saying something proper, doesn't it? Willsy is pricked up. He thought, oh, he's doing it properly. I'm proud of him. that's what I read into that. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Can I call you Dad? it's John Richardson. And this is what I was going to do, just so you know. You're listening to John Richardson and Lindsay Santoro on Absolute... Oh, no. Oh, no. See, that's it. You get one good one. You get one good one. And I used it because I was so excited that I'd done a good one that I had to then reference that I'd done a good one. Right, let's start again. Right, it's 8 a.m. It's John Richardson and Lindsay Santoro. No, that's how far I'm going back. I said, let's start again. But hilariously, I pretended I was going back to the start of the show. Oh, no. Oh, no. Now I have to tell you that Clint Boone's got his own radio show, and I feel I've dragged Clint Boone into this horrific broadcasting that I am doing. And I it looks sarcastic if I tell you that Clint Boone's starting a new series on Absolute Radio because, well, I tell you what, it's a good advert for Clint Boone because I bet he's not going to start on it like this. He's not going to end up rambling about the John Richardson show and saying, but no, I'm Clint Boone. And that's what you need to remember. Anyway, it's tomorrow night from 10. Very exciting. The legend of the Inspiral Carpets will be making his debut on the station, playing the music that inspired him. Some bands you may not have heard, but some bands that you need to hear. Clint's got some incredible stories from 4 decades in the music industry. How many have I done? I reckon I've done a few, you know. Does this count as being in the music industry?
No.
Because I started radio broadcasting in the noughties.
No.
This is my 3rd decade in the music industry, guys. I'm only 10 behind Clint Boone. Remarkable.
Well, it's too early for this.
I might pop in with Booney and have a little chat about what that 4th decade is like.
Oh, leave him alone.
Leave him alone. Anyway, Booney's going to be here to talk about that 4th decade that I'm yet to crack into. He's got an incredible story about the time Johnny Marr helped him sell copies of The Big Issue. Admittedly, I haven't got that, although I did once see Mr. T selling chocolate bars when he was promoting something. He's also seen REM climb the rafters at a venue in Manchester. Again, these are better stories than mine, but, you know, maybe they kicked in the 4th decade. I've only got 3 decades in the music industry. Anyway, we're getting some very good people who are saved in your phone as something other than a name. Sammy says, I have a contact called Blood. It sounds very sinister, doesn't it? But then goes on to say, I'm a blood donor and it's the helpline, which I do have to ring now and then. That's sort of, I believe, young. Is that a humble brag? Yeah. We're not doing humble brag anymore.
No, humble brag is, I know what humble brag is. I do it all the time.
Oh, I know, but have we moved on though? That feels very like 2024.
Yeah,
that feels like way back from my 2nd decade in the music industry. Anyway, keep those coming in, 8-12-15, 0-3-3-1-2-3-12-15. It's time for I Love You But, in which we give our one and only dedication of the show, but something a little bit salty about the person that you want to have a shout out for. This week it comes from Jane.
Hi, John. Thanks for giving me this week's one and only dedication. I'd like to give a shout out to my brother, Chris. Chris, thanks for being the best big brother ever. I love you very much.
Oh.
But please stop teaching my kids to call me by my first name and showing them all the places in the house. They can hide my stuff. I was looking for a TV remote for an hour last week because you'd convinced the boys to hide it behind the beans in the cupboard. Just let me live in peace. Your loving sister, Jane.
Now then.
I love not, Chris.
Not entirely sure I'm not Team Chris on this one.
I think Chris...
Yeah, I think Chris is, yeah.
I love it. I love
I want
that.
To know how he gets the kids. I guess the kids go, Mom, and he goes, her name is Jane. Please call her Jane. devastating as well for a parent to be called by the first name. So, I will give the dedication, but I also do want to encourage Chris to carry on with his good work.
I call my mum Tina.
Do you?
She don't respond when you say mum. You'll go, Mum.
It's not therapy, this. We've got to get the track and then get to the news. I've got to be on time for the news, Lindsay. I can't respond to sentences like she doesn't respond when I say mum. There's not enough time in the show, mate.
All I wanted was love.
Real Music Matters on Absolute Radio. I would call her Tina. Yeah. Would it be weird if I ever met your mum and I called her mum and she responded? Would that really upset you?
No, it wouldn't upset me. I'd be nonchalant.
You're an absolute enigma. I cannot work you out, and it's wonderful. Very much looking forward to the next 2 hours. Anyway, this is for Chris from Jane, who is a mum, but will always be known as Jane.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts. Tonight, you just left for work and had a non-specific feeling that something was happening to your place and it wasn't good. Dan?
Exactly, Tammy. It could be smoke damage, theft, or just too much caffeine, but you can't stop thinking about it.
But with renter's insurance through GEICO, your stuff is covered, so you don't have to worry.
And that's great, because the weekend is coming up and it's chock full of social obligations that are ready to fill that void.
Oh boy, will they, Dan? It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
How do you spend your Saturday mornings?
With John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
Welcome back to Absolute Radio. It's John Richardson here with Lindsay Santoro.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Sarcastic round of applause there. That's the voice of the youth, our production team, Will and Charlie there. We also have Big Boss in the studio today, so you may have detected a slightly different atmosphere. We've got Big Boss in. That's all that is. Keep your people who are saved in your phone but not under a name. Joe from Darlington says, I have my best mate saved in my phone under her drag queen name, which is, oh no, not going to read that one. But if you've got any that I can broadcast safely on a Saturday morning, then keep those coming in. This is a time of the week where it's not that we want to do it, it's that the world needs news that wasn't in the news that could, would or should have been in the news. It's where we tell you some of the news stories that weren't in the headlines, that were they in the headlines, you might have felt a little bit better about the state of things. I've gone for this. World's oldest competitive pool player is still going strong at, Lindsay, how old do you reckon the world's oldest competitive pool player is?
102.
Oh, you've ruined that. Absolutely ruined that. Oh. 98 she is, but now it just sounds ridiculous, doesn't it?
Okay.
All right.
Sorry.
Well, give her 4 years. Wonder how many of those decades you spent in the music industry. Like. Oh, not dear. As many as me and Booney, I'll tell
I'm
you that.
Fed up with talking about your decade.
Oh, me and Booney just grafting away in this old industry we call Muse. anyway, she's in Jensen Beach, Maggie Kennedy. She's been dubbed the world's oldest, but that's a kick in already. Dubbed, she either is or she's been dubbed. Can't be the same thing. She's been dubbed the world's oldest competitive pool player by the Guinness World Records. Friends of ours, Guinness, we are going to break a music world record. I've got a feeling now that the world record we might break is most songs debuted by a new artist, and I think it might be Lindsay Santoro. We'll be playing, I'm not going to do a voice, we'll be playing every day from Wednesday through Sunday, Kennedy told WPV TV. That's fun, she says. And then she says the slot machines will be handy too, which is a slightly depressing angle on the story. I fell in love with the game. I think it's because I'm old and that surprises people. The local pool playing community came together at Rack's Billion on Sunday to donate $2,000 for Kennedy to fly first class to her next tournament. It's a lovely touch, isn't it?
It's lovely.
It's a lovely touch. I'm flabbergasted. What would flabbergasted sound like in a Las Vegas accent?
Flabbergasted.
It's really good. She was absolutely flabbergasted. I come from... Oh, sorry. I've given you a missteer there. I come from good, hearty New England stock.
Oh.
I was taught to be nice and happy, and here I am. Wow, that is the opposite of a quote I would give. I come from good, hearty England stock. I was taught to be mean and depressed, and here I am. So, sorry, she's New England. What's new... A slight tweak on Las Vegas, I think. What's New England for flabbergasted?
Flabbergasted. No, I've gone... No, I've
You've just gone England
Bridgerton,
there, haven't you?
Sorry, it's gone straight to the edge, yeah.
It gives me hope that, because I still think I want to be competent. So when I leave the music industry...
Oh, God.
I wish... I mean, we have got cameras in here, but they're pointed at me and you, Lindsay. The faces that Will and Charlie pull sometimes. Every now and again I'll say a young thing and they look disgusted with me. But this talk of my three decades in the music industry...
Even I...
They're angry. Charlie looks really angry. She looks like she
Charlie
might hit me.
Charlie doesn't look angry. She looks she's given up. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot. Well, you know, you carry that sort of anger in your first decade in the music industry. You'll find when you get into... Right, Lindsay, it's your turn to wow the nation with a new story that they won't have seen in the headlines. Still bopping away, aren't you, to the record? The music's just in you.
Good, yeah. Live music all day.
Live music all day. That's it. Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
All day
all
long.
All live music all day, especially on a Tuesday.
Fortune teller dubbed Mystic Veg shares 2026 prediction. Now, why are you laughing?
You just dove straight in, sorry.
What am I supposed to do? I'm being paid to do a job and I'm doing it.
Got the big boss in today as well, and we've still got the tagline wrong. Big boss is here. There's no appraisal coming at the end. That's what I'm going to say.
Listen, I'm a visitor. It's not...
to this planet?
Just happy to be invited. Thank you.
I didn't know you were from New England.
Was that the voice?
That was it. You got it then. Mystic Veg has made a prediction for 2026.
Yes. Yeah. So she's a fortune teller who predicts the future by throwing asparagus in the air.
Is it asparagus season now?
I wouldn't be able to tell you.
I don't know if we're in asparagus season yet.
You can get them from shops still.
Oh, you can get it flown in from Peru, of course you can. Well, but if you're throwing the asparagus up and your prediction is climate change is going to kick off, then I think you might be part of the problem, mate.
Okay.
All right.
Here are some that she said is going to happen. UK football will have a tremendous World Cup.
Kevin. Do you know we're on?
Yeah, I'm trying my best.
All right, go on.
Kevin Sinfield, CBE, will get his much-deserved knighthood. There'll be a change in popular music with the young. So they've got to all start listening to jazz swing.
Is this one of her predictions?
Yeah.
Oh, she's being specific.
K-pop is out, swing pop is in. And okay. The British Asparagus Festival will have a more successful year than usual.
I feel like the first three were really just her paving the way for her true agenda, which was to publicise the British Asparagus Festival. I feel like she's piggybacking off the great work of Kevin Sinfield, CBE, and she's got you hot, line and sinker, mate.
Oh, do you know what she does? She throws the asparagus on a flat thing and then just reads what she can see the asparagus like.
Yeah.
Come through to her.
She's abusing the trust, I would say, of vulnerable people like yourself who read a headline about Mystic Veg throwing some asparagus, talk about swing pop, and then you give a massive plug for the Asparagus Festival. That's all you've done there, mate.
I'm happy to do it.
You're in the hands of Big Asparagus, and you know you are. You've been taken hook, line and sinker. Now, we're talking about people who are saved in your phone as things not their name, or their name plus something after... Well, you revealed that Will is Will Radio Boy.
Yeah.
I've got Steve Pool Table, which, given that I don't own a pool table... It's clearly just a guy called Steve I've met in the vicinity of a pool table at some point.
I've got Smelly Man in Reflex.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who that is. Could have been there a while. Don't know.
The Reflex is the 80s club?
Yeah. I imagine it was someone saying, have my number, and I've just put it in and walked off.
Now, was that what they call, negging, isn't it? Where you actually liked the man.
No, I didn't.
So to tease him, you've put smelly man to make him feel insecure. So
no,
I probably
just put it in as smelly man because he probably was.
One doesn't want to typecast, but I don't think you'd be narrowing it down too much. We also had a text from someone called Jolly Gardener, and I said, oh, well, that's obviously a Jolly Gardener. I wonder how many of their clients save the name as Jolly Gardener. They've been back in touch to say, just to throw a spanner in the works, I am neither jolly nor a gardener. In fact, I have an events business and work a lot with fundraising. I'm not as miserable as you, John, but you do encourage me. And don't take that as a compliment. So this whole thing is a tissue of lies, really, because Jolly Gardener is not a gardener. But then I guess that's even funnier, isn't it? Oh, is Jolly Gardener a name then? Oh, no, it's the name of the company. I'm asparagus festivalist right away, aren't I? I'll just keep plugging the business here. My friends and family, I think it's better when it's friends and family. My friends and family are saved under various names in my phone. Lisa Left Eye always closes to left eye when drunk. My favourite goth, because she is. Secret Sister, only found out I had a half-sister 2 years ago. I mean, that's really spectacular stuff. However, I would say probably doesn't make the sister feel immediately included in the family. if they're ever there and they find out about that. No, you're absolutely, you're a proper sister now, but you are still, I don't tell other people about you. Sweet Tea, real name Tracy. That's lovely, isn't it?
Sweet Tea.
That's really nice.
Call me Mum Sweet Tea.
Yeah, you could.
I'd like that one. That's actually very... lovely. Look at you smiling a bit. It's unnerving. Oh, no. Stop it.
It's because I've read the next one. Well, this is a long list, and I'm in full disclosure with the listener and any bosses who are listening. I hadn't read the whole thing when I started, and I'm just checking them as I go. Scary Bird, brackets, friend who turns on one drink too many. all right, then. And I think we're stopping there, judging from Will's helicoptering in the corner. Now, Sarah, not Sarah in Essex, after I revealed that I've got the RSPCA in my phone, said, I've got the Highways Agency saved in my phone. I use the A12 that much that I feel the need to constantly report all the things I see as I'm driving, fallen trees, potholes. I'm sure I used to be a different person, but the commute on the A12 has changed me. I love that.
That's amazing. She's everything I want to be.
Delay?
No, sorry, I was just in awe of her. I thought, wow.
We're not on Zoom, are we? I'm in the room, aren't I?
But like, do you know when you read or see or meet someone and you go, what a woman?
Yeah, sorry.
I was taking a moment to myself then, sorry.
You just have to double check that all the sort of detritus that you're seeing along the A12 isn't you. Because, if it's all the time. Yeah. It's like yesterday I was driving a couch to a mate. So I'm driving down the A12. There's a couch on the A12. So I was like, I've got to let the Highways Agency know about this. Now, we are talking about people who are saved in your phone under things other than a name. But we were also at the beginning of the show talking about old clothes. This was the key thing about last week's. It's not about cool clothes, because everyone's got vintage stuff, like, oh, this is a little dress from the 60s. Obviously, you keep that. I'm talking about stuff there's no excuse for having kept, like awful, naff old stuff that you've just clung on to. But we have had one that says, hi, John and co. Steve Richardson here, not a known relation, but we must check with my mum re her early life, as we are both equally funny. I mean... it's the one thing I've got. I'm not a confident man, but the one thing I am a comedian, aren't I? The
are one you thing asking I've got, me to tell you
I'm
just a comedian?
I am. Like, if you Google me, that's what it says.
I am a comedian, aren't I?
It doesn't say. I've been in the comedy industry longer than I've been in the music industry.
Jeez Louise, the music industry.
Anyway, apparently me and Steve are equally funny. So, see you on tour, mate, I guess.
Threat. That sounds like a threat.
I don't mind it. I mean, I'm guessing Steve is taller than me. I'm guessing Steve's happier than me. I'm guessing he's better looking than me. I'm guessing he's more popular than me. Just let me have
the
funny stuff.
Now?
What? equally funny.
You know, I think he was just sending you a nice message.
Yeah,
do you think he was?
Yeah.
No, I don't think he was. I think he was saying, you know the only thing you've got in your life? I could do that. That's what I think he's saying. Anyway, he says, talking about old clothes, my kids now wear my mum's sports clothes. She's 89. They're wearing proper original Adidas clobber. That's proper cool, that. That's really cool.
That is actually quite fancy.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a free T-shirt that you were given in the 1970s and you've still got it. I was talking to someone about it this week. It's the sort of thing, if you got a new partner, they'd open your wardrobe and go, right, we're getting rid of all this. But you can't do it yourself. You just need someone who you're trying to impress who says, right, this has absolutely got to go.
In the bin.
An anonymous text says, my wife has Andrew Horseman on her phone contact list.
Okay.
Now, we've got two cases to look at this week. One from an episode of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. This is our continued efforts to clean up the nation's language by correctly telling people how to use the word literally when they usually mean figuratively. We rely on you. You are our informants. And this week we turn to Kirsty.
Hello, John. Can I first say you make my Saturdays at work bearable? But more pressingly, I have a literal offence to report. I've always wanted to find one and haven't till now. Me and my friend watch reruns of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Please don't judge us. But while watching Series 35, Episode 10, there was a lovely lady that had a chemistry question. She cleverly got it right, but to my disbelief, Jeremy Clarkson said to her after she got it right, you were paying attention in chemistry class, unlike literally everyone in the world. Now, I know this can't be possible, as I find it very hard to believe he knows everybody in the world, never mind if they paid attention in chemistry class or not. So please investigate. From Kirsty in Shropshire.
Happy to. It's what
yes,
we're here for, isn't it?
Yes, let's get into it. I think, do you reckon he does know everybody in the world?
He doesn't know me.
He don't know me.
Steve knows me, but, Jeremy doesn't. Should we have a listen or should we just convict? It's right to do. We've got to do proper process, haven't we?
So I'm going to go for trapezium, final answer.
And a right answer. Well done. It's a shape in the name of a bone. But you were paying attention in chemistry, unlike literally everybody else in the world.
Oh, I tell you what. Well, we'll pop him in now while we have a chat, because he's definitely going to jail. Might as well get him straight in there now, are we? He can watch us through the bars, talk about his case. I mean, there's a thing about time, because I don't know how long ago this episode was, you know.
Well, how long's he been doing this?
Well, that's it.
It's not
what,
that long.
Misusing
is it?
The word literally.
Well, you're both. All how long's life. He been? Who are you, a millionaire now?
Yeah. Who are you, a millionaire?
Who do
there's
you think
a show
you are,
I'd like to see. That sounds like a better title for Real Housewives. Who are you, a millionaire? it's got a real sassiness to it, right, Young?
Yeah.
That music gives me real tension. Like when that show started in the 90s, before my first decade in the industry.
Oh, no.
I used to, it was a genuine, like, this is how we'll make money. Me and my mum used to watch, and when it gets to the end and the phone number used to come up, we'd be like, are we going to, one of us has got to do it. And then, like, even if we just got to 16, that, like, pays half the mortgage off. It was really tense, because, like, that could be us on that. And I was really good at Fastest Finger First, but then I couldn't get anything else. But she was really good at the rest of the quiz. If we'd have got it on as a team, I think we'd have been all right. Anyway. The question, he says you were paying attention in chemistry, but he's talking about the shape, trapezium and bones of the human body, which is biology or maths. So I'm going to, he's banged to rights on several, unless you want to mount a defence.
I do not, I absolutely agree.
Do you want to defend Jeremy Clarkson?
No.
All right,
no.
Well, he goes to jail. Now, the next comes from our anonymous tip-off service, where you can let us know about literal offences. Also fly tipping as well, that's just a hobby of mine. If you see any, just send me pictures. These are people who don't want to be identified but do want to help us in our mission. We've had a report of a crime this week committed by darts presenter Polly James on a darts podcast.
Well, you've got Littler in the back room, like, literally on his phone doing nothing. But,
How do we feel about that? Loot litter. That's the fly tipping again. Luke Littler in the background on his phone doing nothing. So I guess the implication is he's supposed to be practicing, but he's not. He's on his phone. Is being on your phone doing a thing, therefore you're not literally doing nothing. So yeah. He should.
What if he's just holding his phone? What if he's sat on his phone?
She said he's holding his phone, literally doing nothing.
Oh, gosh.
This is one of the real problems with the literal police, and this is, you know, at the heart of what we're here for, because it's unclear. There is probably an offence there, but what you do have to also take into account is I like Polly James and I like darts. It's not in my interest to put her away.
Oh, well, if it's, I'll say put her away then, just to be difficult.
Yeah, whereas I do secretly want to host Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or Who Do You Think You Are, a Millionaire, which will be our spin-off. I love it if somebody wins the million, and rather than confetti, just you come out and go, who do you think you are, a millionaire? Well, you are. That would be a nice end to the quiz.
Why am I Northern?
I'm going to say... I didn't want to do your actual voice. I don't think we're quite there. Who do you think you are, a millionaire? This is just what I do. Oh, I have cans of pop in bed. Is that all right? I've got away with it. Anyway,
I like that.
Happy Saturday, everybody. It's Absolute Radio. It's John Richardson. It's Lindsay Santoro.
It's me. Don't point at me. It's rude.
It was a double sort of Usain Bolt style point. Is that still rude, that one?
What's that?
A finger waggle. I don't let the listeners in really on the sort of choreography of the show.
Yeah, you're really animated. You wouldn't think like listening to, you think you've sat there like hunched, but you are wanging legs around.
Oh, I'm all over the
jazzing
place.
Jazzing their hands. Yeah.
It's like strictly in here.
It's not.
Now, this is Absolute Radio, where of course, Lindsay.
Real music is on every day.
Real music's on every day. So much does real music matter to us, in fact, that our goal this calendar year is to set a world record in the field of real music. I don't know if real music is a subcategory of music as far as Guinness are concerned, but here at Absolute it is. We do not endorse surreal music or unreal music.
Okay.
Or even slightly blurry music, you know, and that's no offence of Blur, but just it's got to be real and crystal clear, and then it matters to Absolute Music. Anyway. So we're looking at things like most Blur songs named in 60 seconds, the number of Oasis lyrics you can finish consecutively. Can you name all 39 Prince albums and the tracks on them?
No.
Did you know there was 39 Prince albums?
He was busy then, wasn't he?
Oh, he kept himself busy. But of course, you know, that's the sort of thing I would do. But if there's one person that real music does matter to, it's Lindsay Santoro.
Yeah.
So much so that both times you've been on the show so far, you've created bespoke music for us. Now, I gave the eagle-eared listener a little sneak peek of this earlier when I played it unintentionally over some ads. But here's a little medley of some of the songs that you've made for us so far.
There's a can on the nightstand. There's some questions in the air. Ding dong.
Shoe hole is stuck in the stairwell. I can't put my shoes on because I've lost my shoe horn and I've got arthritic knees.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do? What do you want from me?
I can't change the past. I would like you to. Can you see the text from Tracy there about her daughter?
No.
Tracy says, my daughter is saved in my phone as cheeky teenager, which I think is a lovely touch from a parent. She hasn't changed it. Her daughter is now 25 and she hasn't updated it. I just wonder if that makes you think of anything musically.
Well, I can have a go, but it's always going to be in the same vein of that weird little tune.
Well, that's your sound though, isn't it? Don't apologise for having a unique sound.
I'll knock her down.
You want people to hear that and think, that's Lindsay Santoro, in the way that they think that's Adele. That's multi-award, multi-Brit award winner.
You've got to think of something
winning.
That rhymes with teenager. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I can't.
That's why we just put teenage first.
Yeah.
They put teenage because it's easier to rhyme dirtbag than teenager.
Oh, I'm just a teenage cheeky lady.
I will absolutely take it. I will absolutely take it. We've got quite a few. There's some people just sending the word carrot in now because they want me to talk about carrying a box. I don't know what you want me to say about carrying a box. I'm happy to talk about it. Happy to talk about your people who are saved in your phone as something other than a name. And we've got show appraisal slightly different this week because we've got the bosses in. So it's a bit like Ofsted this week. We will be appraised by the bosses at the end of today's show. Everyone's slightly tense about it. Now, morning, John. Good morning. Let's be formal about it. No one else wants to say good morning?
Good morning.
Yeah, okay. Anyone else want to say good morning to text her? No, not joining in. Okay, fine.
My wife is saved in my phone as Wendelline Ramsbottom, a la Wallace and Gromit, as her hair looks like it before the styling. And she sometimes says, "Ooh, I don't like cheese." Okay, fine. I'm trying to think of the circumstances in which you would have to repeatedly say, "Oh, I don't like cheese." It suggests a sort of lactose intolerance that her husband is not on board with. She keeps having to remind him. And then an unfinished text that says, "I have someone saved in my phone as Dangerous Dave. He was a guy who..." And then that's all I've got. It's like Dangerous Dave has returned. I've got someone on my phone called Dangerous Dave. He was the guy who told me if I ever text this into the radio, he'd come for me. And then that's it. He was the guy. Huh? So, you know, I hope everything's
okay.
That's
tickled me.
That's it.
Dangerous Dave.
My husband just asked me, "Is that the poison dwarf?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "Oh, I thought you meant John Richardson," to which he collapsed in a fit of laughter. "We love you and tune in every..." It doesn't sound like you love me at all, SNL in Gateshead. But thank you for listening to The Poison Dwarf, as you've christened me. That's not the thing, though, is it? Spiteful Little Goblin Man is the thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Are you proud of yourself?
I think he was talking about Prince. I think that's...
Oh, he was talking about Prince. Yeah. Okay, fine. I'm going to defend Prince even more vociferously than I would defend myself, to be honest. The emojis of hamster and baguette are because she has... have I missed something? I'm getting half texts. What's going on?
There's a picture available.
Oh, there is a picture. Yeah. What, on the Kev one?
Yeah.
Kev putting a shed together in South Wales in this weather.
Where are you doing? I'm not looking at the same thing, am I? I'm not bothered.
It's not been our most professional link, going to say that. Oh, there we go. Oh, that's Wendelline. Oh, and then the hamster and baguette emojis. Oh, my. He's put a picture of Wendelline for Wallace and Gromit. I find it mad that these people are married. You'll have to get away with that. The emojis of hamster and baguette are because she has hamster cheeks and bread in French is pain. Absolutely remarkable. No wonder you're putting a shed together. Is that a job your wife's given you? What can I do that's outside and is going to take him about 3 weeks? We haven't even got a garden. I'm just putting a shed together in the street. She says it's absolutely fine. Anyway, Kev, thank you for your message. It's our final chance to have a lovely chat about people you've got. It's all right, I've got you. I've never fed the mics up until you've finished being cheeky or rude or whatever it is you're doing over there, giggling away.
I'm very worried about that.
I've got your back, don't you worry. When we go down, we're all going together. So, it's the last chance to talk about people you've got saved in your phone, not as a name. I said to Will, are there any more on the text or email that I haven't seen? Having got some criticism over recent weeks for suggesting that Will doesn't check the email, do you want to tell them the exact words you use?
I think it was, "Oh, no, I haven't checked the email."
Yeah, and then, there's absolutely loads. Yeah, absolutely loads. So, you know, just bear in mind that at times I'm criticised for, you know, perhaps being a little bit mean and sarcastic about people, and it's entirely justified. I have a mortuary in my contacts, Caroline. She then goes on to say, "That's where I work," but I'd prefer that text without that information.
Yeah, just leave it at
just
that.
Just leave it there.
I like a bit of mystery in a lady.
Yeah. Do you think you get... Yes, Charlie? No?
No, yeah. It's just... No, I've got nothing.
No? Okay, fine. That's all right.
It's just not been our best link.
Thank you for taking credit. Thank you for being part of that. I feel like it's my responsibility. I think one of the problems with this link is that you sort of looked at me as if to say, "Pass me the ball." And then I passed you the ball and you said, "Oh, no, I hate football."
I was just enjoying what you were saying.
Oh, you were watching me flounder.
Yeah,
oh, wonderful. That's absolutely joyful. Morning, John. I have in my phone Audrey Hedgehog. Again, I sort of don't want to read the rest of the message because I just think it's good to know there's someone out there called Audrey Hedgehog. But the details always make it sort of less fun. I have Audrey Hedgehog as a hedgehog sanctuary
Linda driving, a neighbour who's a driving instructor. I mean, these are all quite logical. Alfie Builder, Sarah Bounce. Okay. Sarah Bounce, my boogie bounce instructor. What a life, Lainey. I mean, where do you live? Ballamore. My friend M&S Zena, the couple I got my puppy from. Also, for some reason, I have the Transport Police saved to my phone. I'm not a frequent train traveller. Lainey Kent, but so currently on a solo trip round Scotland. Ooh. Excellent. I saw. Who would you most like to meet? Alfie Builder, Audrey Hedgehog, or Sarah Bounce?
Oh, it's got to be Audrey Hedgehog, hasn't it?
You want Audrey Hedgehog?
I want what was her name? Susie Bounce?
Sarah Bounce.
Nearly.
Am I allowed to read that one? Okay. We're going to headline with JB from Northampton, who says, I am in my daughter's phone as Donna McGregor after I was beaten up in a kebab. Sometimes the goal comes right at the end. Thank
end
you very
show,
much, JB.
There's nothing else to be said.
So if you were unable to be with us for the full extravaganza today, there's a podcast available of the show on the Rayo app, and it needs a title. So I'm going to come to you shortly, Lindsay, for a suggested title the podcast of today's show. And I also would like your... I'm pleased to have got through it. I'm not going to lie to you. I had a tea bag last night that expired in August 2024. And I'm a pusher of sell-by dates, but it tasted like it was from 2024.
What do you mean? Like you could taste time just, of the past?
Rather than the flavours that were supposed to be in. Yeah, it's exactly that. It tastes like
an old house.
The ghost of flavour. But I thought no one gets ill off a tea bag, do they?
Oh, has that upset you?
Well, it did worry me. I thought, because you know when you do something and you think, if this turns out badly, there's no bad luck about this. That was just stupid.
No,
people say,
oh,
how did that happen?
Like
when an adult gets injured on like a trampoline.
Yeah.
And you just have to say, oh yeah, no, you don't feel sorry for me. I fell off a trampoline. Shouldn't have been on there.
I think I feel brave enough to say what upset me this morning.
Go on.
I saw myself in a tap when I was getting out of the bath.
Never look at yourself in a tap.
I didn't mean to, but it really threw me off for the whole day.
See, also spoon. You just, you know, just do yourself. I avoid mirrors, flat mirrors. You don't need tap and spoon feedback on your body. Now, would you like to do this? I'm very clear on this show that we do one shout out a week and it's I Love You Bot. So if you want me to mention somebody, you've got to be slightly mean about them. And we've had a very, very nice one from a gentleman called Lee. I don't want to do it. Do you want to do it?
It says, please read important. No.
No, okay, yeah.
No, you know the rules, there's one.
I'll turn you towards the email, Lee, john@absoluteradio.co.uk. If you want a shout-out for that person that you claim to love so much, then I need you to think about something you don't like about them and send it in on the email. And we might not be on next week's because Will's not great on the email. So, you know, at some point in the next month, you will be our I Love You Bot. Anonymous from Wales. I have my boss saved in my phone as Henry with the profile picture of Henry Hoover because he sucks the life out of me. Absolutely joyful. Absolutely lovely. Can you see Marie from Sidcup?
I can see Marie.
Go on then.
I've got a twiglet in my phone, a male friend whose legs look like twiglets. I love a twiglet.
Would you rather be in the phone as Twiglet or what's it? What's a worse leg shape? Twiglet or what's it? Knick-knack's the worst, isn't it? You don't want to be in as knick-knack.
No, I'd be a twiglet, I think.
Yeah, I'd take twiglet.
Yeah.
Hello, John. My name is saved in my phone as Guinness Stew Rioja Rob. Whoa, what a life. I don't know what's going on, but that sounds like a great night.
Hang on. His name is saved in his own phone.
Guinness Stew. Well, that's what it says. My name is saved in my phone.
He saved his own name as that.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough.
Well, suit yourself.
You've got to drive your own nickname. I'll tell you what now, no one's calling me Rico without me asking him to. They're calling me Knick-Knack Arms, and I don't like it. Suggested title for the podcast of today's show, Lindsay?
I think Big Boss.
Big Boss.
Big Boss is here.
Big Boss has been here, and it's slightly changed the whole ambience. Do we have an ambience?
Nah.
I think we do. No, we don't.
Do we?
What would you call it? If I say vibe, young are going to kick off.
Heavy.
I'm not allowed to say vibe.
Heavy.
Heavy.
A cloud.
Yeah.
It's changed the cloud. Yeah.
He's big boss.
I mean, I'll be honest, I really like Who Do You Think You Are, A Millionaire? Yeah,
to be fair, that is better.
I'm happy to go around.
Who do you think you are, A Millionaire?
I'm just putting out there now, I'm happy to set up meetings with any TV production companies for Lindsay's aggressive version of quiz shows.
Please, please.
I mean, The Weakest Link is already quite aggressive, but I reckon you could ramp that up. Like, what are you even doing on telly?
I'd like to do Tipping Point, but at the end I just kick all the coins off the little thing. Yeah. I'd love that. Just get fed up with
this. Is because you don't want to take your kids to the fairground? I railed against Tipping Point when it came on telly, and now I find it's on a dangerous time for a comic, isn't it? Four till five. Generally, drive to the next tour venue, check into your hotel, get your clothes ready. You need to be setting off to the venue about 4:30. Then you're like, oh, I need to find out if Sue from Wigan wins 10 grand. Yeah. Even though I'm never going to meet her. And at the opposite end, when you're leaving in the morning, is Homes Under the Hammer. When you're like, I can't believe I'm going to be late for a gig to find out if a two-bed semi in Wolverhampton gets done up. What a pathetic man I am. It's just too addictive. And then you wait and you go, oh, yeah, they did exactly what I thought they were going to do. They've paved the back and put a new kitchen in. Have I really improved my life? So we're going with Big Boss is in. Podcast of today's show.
It's your show. If you prefer,
what do you think? What do you call it? Who do you think you are, Big Boss?
Yeah,
and then
we've
got
a bit of both,
haven't we?
Everyone's lovely.
Keep your emails coming in. It's best to send them in now for next week's show because Will just doesn't get to it on time. John@absoluteradio.co.uk. So there we go. That's been another John Richardson show for this week. My thanks to Lindsay. My thanks to Will and Charlie. This is the time of week where I praise everybody's performance, usually with a view to helping us all improve, because feedback, you know, the goal of which is the perfect show. That's what we want. When we do the perfect 3-hour show, we can all leave. Slightly different atmosphere this week. I don't know if you picked up on a little bit of tension, but there's a boss in the studio today. A bit like Ofsted for radio.
Big boss. Big boss.
So I would just like to say before the proper appraisals from the boss that only one person in the studio hasn't done an impression of me today, and Will, that makes you my performer of the week. So I'm grateful to you for that.
You missed that, I think.
He did do an impression of you.
Oh, did you? Okay,
he actually did it first.
Okay. Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, right. You're all fired.
Sorry, Will. I didn't mean to dub you in.
All right,
just need to get the authority to fire people, and then I can be in charge here. But how do you think Big Boss people have done today? Who would you like?
Good.
Okay. Who would you like to start with? Would you like to start with Charlie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very lovely. You don't give her enough credit.
Charlie, very lovely. You don't give her enough credit. Yeah,
more of a criticism of me than a review of Charlie. But what about Will?
Very computer clever.
Very clever.
Just sums us up, I think.
And what about Lindsay?
Cool and funny. She is more funnier than the Big Daddy Man. No surprise there.
Cool and funny.
Thanks, Big Boss.
No surprise there.
Oh. You've obviously been paying attention.
No surprise there.
And I guess nothing to say on me. Perfect performance.
No, I've got something to say about you.
Here we go. Okay.
Not funny. Not cool. Not bad at hugs. Didn't even let Will go to the toilet.
That's true.
I told you I'd write it down.
Oh, look.
Not bad at hugs.
That's the only compliment you get.
Thank you.
I love her.
I'll take it.
I'm not done yet.
Oh. All right, here we go.
And the toilets. The best toilets ever. They are so cool.
They are good toilets here, which is why I won't let Will go in there.
I wouldn't know.
You've got to keep...
I'm not done yet.
Right, final piece of appraisal.
I think there should have been more stuff about me.
Okay.
You didn't mention me the whole way through.
Classic boss behaviour. I apologise for not letting Will go to the toilet. There is a chamber pot in the studio at all times for his use.
I didn't see it when you were zooming me around the chair like a complete moron.
Okay, I've lost control. Thanks to you for listening this week. We'll be back next week
and
with
also,
more.
And also, what's a chamber pot?
Yes. We've got a lovely chat for the drive home. Have a wonderful week. Take care. Sarah Champion's up next, then, of course, it's 4D and Dyson with rock and roll football, indie disco and the classic rock party to finish.
Ooh,
have a great Saturday. Thank you. Uncle Matthew's coming in. He's the one everybody likes. Thanks, Phil. Thanks, Charlie. Thanks, Big Boss. Thanks, Big Boss. Thanks, Big Boss.
You're not welcome.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
There we go. That was this week's show. I'd like to thank Will and Charlie, as always, for your work, not just when we're live, but during the week. I'd like to thank Lindsay for everything that's led you to be the person you are today.
It's a worry, isn't it?
It's wonderful. Whatever happened, I just think it's great that I can just look over and not say anything and you'll say something funny. I just think it's an absolute joy. And I'd like to thank the boss for coming in and, you know, really lifting everybody, really. I feel like everyone's been on their game today, and it's great to see that even with authority and Will doesn't check the email.
I've actually got it open now. We've just had one come in right at the death. Do you want to end on an email?
Oh, you want to read the emails when the show's finished?
Yeah.
Go on then. Yeah.
Hi, John. So this is for you.
Yeah.
I just found a Ben the Cat in my contacts.
Okay.
I have no idea who that is.
Okay. Would have been good in the show, that.
Yeah.
John, everyone's just trying their best.
Oh, aren't they? But that doesn't mean we should excuse when the best isn't good enough.
It's hard to check the emails that often when you're constantly focused on trying to go to the toilet, but not being allowed
to. Yeah. That was mean when you kicked his legs out.
What I said is...
And also, all your diva requests mean sometimes Will might not have time to open the emails.
I want a yogurt.
Have you got any oat milk? I'm not having normal milk.
Oat milk, please.
It's better than everyone else.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody open my banana for me.
Does anyone want a chocolate twist? I got you all them because... You're not vegan, but I am, and so that's a humble brag, isn't it?
Oh, I like it here.
Wow. That was very much the end. You know, like a Royal Rumble in wrestling. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, I've definitely seen
it. Starts off quite calm
Rumble.
And they're paired up, and then by the end, there's just 15 people pummeling one guy with a chair. That's what that was. So
are
I hope you're all
chair?
Proud of yourselves. I'm the guy on the floor.
Sorry.
I only came up to sweep the ring. Have a wonderful
goodness.
Have a wonderful week. Thanks everyone. John at absoluteradio.co.uk. I'm not coming back next week.